弟兄姐妹朋友们早上好。
Good morning, dear sisters and brothers and friends.
在至高之处荣耀归于神。
Glory to the God in highest.
在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
And peace be with those who are outside.
当我们说圣诞快乐的时候，
As we say Merry Christmas.
但愿我们能够以更大的喜乐来知道说主基督以及他那以马内利的同在是带来这样的一种喜庆。
May you ever more joyfully know that it is Jesus Christ and his Emmanuel presence that brings the merriment and celebration.
让我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的父，
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们为着这样一个神圣的差遣，我们称颂你。因为在你的爱中，你喜悦我们这罪人能够得着拯救。
In your love, for sinners, we have been saved.
不是灭亡，
to not perish,
反而能够在永恒之中认识你，
but to know you internally.
并且知道说你所差遣来的你的爱子是我们的主，是我们的拯救者。
So you sent your one and only begotten Son to us to be our Lord and our Savior.
因着你的恩惠以及你的信实，
By your grace and your faithfulness,
你那早已承诺的救赎已经来到。
Your long promised salvation has come.
也就求神借由您的灵，
By your Spirit,
在我们心中燃起对您的爱，对您这样一个拯救的恩惠有一个很深的这样一个感恩。
To kindle in us a deep gratitude for your loving and saving grace towards us.
我们这样如此祷告，相信乃是奉靠你爱子以马内利的名祈求。
By your son's name, who is Emmanuel, we pray and believe.
Amen. 所以呢，就是最近有一个珠宝商，他是推出了这样一个广告，而且这广告里面呢，带着那种非常催泪的一些言辞。
There's a jeweler recently that put out a commercial with very moving and tear-jerking words.
那这广告的开场呢，就有一个男士的声音，然后是一个男士跟一个女士在一辆车里。
At the beginning, there's a man's voice with a man and a woman in a car.
然后你就听到有一个男士在说，除你外，我没有想要跟任何其他人一起搭车出游。
And you can hear the man say, other than you, there's no one I would want to be in a car on a road trip with.
然后又换了一个场景。
And then the scene changes.
有一个女士的声音，然后我们看到一个男士，一个女士坐在沙发上，然后手里面有爆米花。
There's a woman's voice with a man and a woman on a couch, and they have popcorn in their hands.
然后你听到这个女士，她就说，除了你以外，我没有任何其他人想要就一起吃饭，一起看电影。
And you hear the woman say, there is no one I would rather have dinner and watch a movie with.
然后又换了一个场景。
And the scenery changes again.
然后这一次我们看到一个男士，一个女士坐在房子的前头。
It's a man's voice, and you see a man and a woman on a porch.
然后这男士有一个声音说，除了你以外，我没有任何想要依靠的。
And the man says, there's no one I'd rather lean on.
然后呢，这样三句话下来以后，你的心已经开始被打动。
And after these three sentences, you begin to be moved already.
然后接下来他们就推出了他的杀手锏。
And next is the punchline.
就说能够就是能够相爱是一件奇异的事。
That says being in love is an amazing thing.
那他说，如果是和你的最好的生命最好的朋友相爱，那这是生命的全部。
And being in love with your best friend is everything.
那所以其实你们应该要听英文的翻译，因为那个才是那个广告的实际用词。我这中文只是很鲁莽的这样去给他翻译一下。
You guys should really listen to the English for the original wording.
那他说完说，哦，能够和你最好的朋友相爱，这个是生命的全部以后呢？
So after it says that being in love with your best friend is everything.
才是重点。
is the important thing.
有了杀手锏，现在重点是说你们要来买我们推出这个永远永是我俩的这样一个双钻系列。
And the punchline is that now you should come and buy our diamond for this forever love.
他说来买我们的这样一个珠宝。
And to come and buy our joy.
然后来展现给你那生命最好的朋友，他就是你生命的全部。
To show your best friend that he or she is your everything.
所以一个礼物呢，确实是象征一个你对你最好朋友的这样一个这样一个爱。
And a gift is truly a sign for the love that you have for your best friend.
那尤其这珠宝呢，是就是以这样一个所谓生命的全部这样一个主题来设计的，以致说它是更是标志性的，告诉你的好朋友说你是我生命的全部。
And the jewelry that is especially designed with the meaning of that you're everything to me, the kind of love in mind is the sign that you are everything to me to show your love for your best friend.
而且现在还打折哦。
And now there's a discount.
有30%折扣。
There's a 30% off.
所以就更应该来买。
So now you should really come and buy.
因为买得起。
Because you can afford it.
可是如果我们在打折的时候才来买，是不是说我们对我们的最好的朋友的爱也是打了折扣呢？
But if we buy it during discounted price, does that also mean that our love for our best friend is also at a discount?
因为对方不值得我们以全价来买这样一个珠宝。
Because are they not worth the full price?
许多许多年前，差不多2000多年前。
About 2000 years ago.
我们得到了这样一个宝贵神圣的一个标记。
We received this precious sign.
在路加福音第二章25-35节。
In Luke 2:25-35.
路加带领我们到了一个神圣的聚会处，也就是圣殿。
Luke takes us into a holy place of worship, and that's the temple.
而这圣殿是位于那圣城耶路撒冷。
And is situated in the holy city of Jerusalem.
是要来和一个爱神、敬畏神的人相遇。
Is to meet a God-loving and God-fearing man.
而这人，他会在他手中轻抚着这样从神而来这样一个宝贵神圣的记号。
And the man who will cradle in his arms the precious and holy sign from God.
在这爱神、敬畏神的人手中的这样一个婴孩。
And the baby boy that is God-loving, God-fearing.
是向世界的一个宣告。
He holds in his arms a proclamation to the world.
也就是说，虽然说我们得罪了神。
And though we sin against him.
虽然我们不是神的最好的朋友。
And though we're not God's best friend.
可是神却还是爱着我们。
But God still loves us.
也是说他差遣了他的儿子作为我们的救主。
In that he sent his son to be our savior and our Lord.
而且不单是把我们从死亡中拯救出来，而是把我们拯救进入生命之中。
Not only are we rescued out of death, but rescued into life.
神在他的神圣之中已经将他最好的赐予我们。
God in His holiness has given us His best.
这好之又好的就是主耶稣。
And His best is Jesus Christ.
那他给的是谁呢？给的是我们，是他和他敌对的人。
And who did He give it to? Is His enemies, which is us.
这是与我们人类的常情非常不一样的一个神圣。
And this is different from what the sinful humans will do.
因为我们通常只是把好的礼物给我们的好朋友。
Because we usually save the best gifts for our best friends.
然后把最好的礼物留给我们自己。
And then save the best for ourselves.
如果刚才讲的这一篇广告。
If the commercial that we just talked about earlier.
它的字句改成说，哦，你是不是爱着你的仇敌啊？而且爱着你的仇敌是生命的全部的话，那赶快给他来买这样一个美丽又昂贵的一个钻戒。
And if the commercial was changed to, oh, are you in love with your enemy? And is your enemy your everything? Then you should give him or her the gorgeous, pricey diamond ring.
似乎没有听过有这样的一种广告。
I don't think we've heard that before.
因为我们想，或许那个销量就会非常的差。
Because we feel like it's probably be really bad profit.
因为罗马书第五章这么告诉我们。
And Romans 5 tells us this.
因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按 所定的日期为罪人死。第八节，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
You see, just as the right time when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
使徒保罗告诉我们说，我们都不敢，不太敢为一个所谓的好人而牺牲自己的生命。
Paul tells us we almost don't even dare to sacrifice our lives for a good person.
可是神却是挽回了他的敌人。
But God saved his enemies.
这也就是圣诞节所展现的一个爱。
And this is the love of Christmas that has shown to us.
因为有一婴孩为我们生，为了是走向十字架。
Because a baby boy was born for us to walk towards the cross.
而要为我们这罪人而死。
And to die for our sinners.
他必须先来到我们当中。
He has to come to us first.
他必须成为我们的其中一份子，虽然说他是无罪的。
He needs to be one of us, even though he is sinless.
所以这我们就要回到路加所带我们到的这样一个圣殿，这一个神圣的聚会处。
So we need to return to this temple and this holy city that Luke brought us to.
回到这样一个圣城耶路撒冷。
To return to Jerusalem.
我们要来与这样一个爱神敬畏神的人相遇。
To meet this God-loving and God-fearing man.
要看着他手中所轻抚的这样一个婴孩。
To see in his arms the precious and holy sign from Jesus.
因为耶稣他是这为我们而生的婴孩。
Because Jesus Christ was the child that was born for us.
是从神而来这样一个宝贵神圣的一个记号。
It was a precious and a holy sign from God.
那我们现在来念路加福音第二章二十五到三十五节。
And now let us read Luke 2:25-35.
我想请大家起立，如果你可以的话，如果可以站立，请起立。
Please stand if you're able.
那我们会先念中文，然后再来念英文。
We'll read Chinese first and then in English.
起，在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西面，这人又公义又虔诚，素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到，又有圣灵在他身上。他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死以前必看见主所立的基督。他受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿，正遇见耶稣的父母抱着孩子进来，要照律法的规矩办理。西面就用手接过他来，称颂神说：主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩，就是你在万民前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，又是你民以色列的荣耀。孩子的父母因这论耶稣的话就稀奇。西面给他们祝福，又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说：这孩子被立是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，又要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simon, who was righteous and devout, and he was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah.Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was custom of the Lord required. Simon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations.A light for revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. And the child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too.
好，让我们一起来再念第三十到三十二节，中英一起。
Let us read verses 30 to 32 again together, both in English and Chinese.
因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩，就是你在万民面前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，又是你名以色列的荣耀。那我们主已经透过他的仆人西面向我们说话。
Our Lord has spoken through his servant Simon.
但愿正如我们主所说的，有耳的应当听。
And as Jesus Christ said, whoever has ears, let them hear.
大家请坐。
Please be seated. Simeon, sorry.
那这段经文给我们一个以神为主导的这样一个指引。
God has this God centering instruction for us was live in this.
耶稣带给许多人上帝老早就承诺了的拯救。
Jesus has brought to many the salvation that was promised long ago by God.
耶稣带给许多人上帝老早就承诺了的拯救。
Jesus brings to many the salvation long promised by God.
让我们一起来念这一句话，先用中文，然后再用英文。
Please let us read this together, first in Chinese, then in English.
耶稣带给许多人上帝老早就承诺了的拯救。
Jesus brings to many the salvation long promised by God.
那第二十六节，让我们知道说，这拯救已经是上帝许久以前已经承诺了的。
So verse 26 tells us that the salvation was promised by God long time ago.
第二十六节告诉我们说，西面已经等待这样一个主的弥赛亚来临，已经等待许久。
Verse 26 tells us that Simeon has been waiting for the coming of the Lord's Messiah for a long time.
说到弥赛亚，也就是这样一个君王，一个拯救者，是神所差派，并且透过他过往的仆人预告给我们知道的。
The Messiah that was promised is this King and the Savior whom God has prophesied through His servants of old.
在这些预言之中，是透过像撒母耳、像大卫、像以赛亚。
And it was given to us through servants like Samuel, David, and Isaiah.
而这段经文也告诉我们说，主耶稣基督他自己本身就是那拯救。
And this verse tells us that Jesus Himself is that salvation.
在第三十节里面。
In verse 30,
我们看到说，在圣灵的带领之下
，under the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
西面了解到说，这个婴在他手里的婴孩就是神给予万邦的这样一个拯救。
Simeon understood that the baby boy that is in his arms is God's salvation to the nations.
而最终，我们也听到说，西面告诉我们说，这拯救是赐予所有的，可是只会在许多人生命之中成效。
And Simeon tells us that this salvation is for everyone, but will be seen in the lives of many.
在第34、35节之中
，in verses 34 to 35,
我们看见西面了解到说，不是上帝虽然赐予这样一个救恩，可是不是每一个人就会乐意的来接受。
Simeon understood that not everyone will receive God's salvation to them.
有一些是会这样，不单单只是所谓排斥这样的一个恩惠。
Some of those who will not only reject this grace,
而且还会对这样一个救恩有一种敌对的这样一个态度。
They will actually be hostile towards it.
那当这样一个爱神、敬畏神的一个人轻抚着这样一个婴孩的时候
，So as this God-loving and God-fearing Simeon cradles this baby boy in his arms.
他了解到说，在世界历史的这样一个有一个新的篇章正在写着。
He understood that there's a new chapter being written in history.
而我们今天是知道说，这样一个新篇章叫做 AD.
And we know that this new chapter is marked by AD.
中文我们说公元后。因为 AD 就是说 Anno Domini。
Which is Anno Domini in English.
这个在拉丁文里面其实是说在主的年头之中。
In Latin, it means in the year of the Lord.
也就告诉我们说，确实有这样一个时刻，主已经临到我们人类当中。
And it tells us that indeed there's this moment that God has come to us.
那也从此开始了世界历史的新的篇章。
And we'll forever start this new chapter.
在这新的篇章之中
In this new chapter,
我们看见神在他的信实以及在他的主权之下。
We see that God in his faithfulness and sovereignty.
神已经履行了他所承诺的这样一个他所承诺的这样一个救主。
God has already fulfilled his promise to send the Savior and the Lord.
你看见说这个救这拯救者以这个君王。他来到的时候是这样一个是这么样一个好消息，就是说西面得这样称颂神。
And the coming of the Savior and the King is such a good news that Simeon had to just break out in song.
那确实是用一首诗歌来称颂神。
And to break out in praise and worship.
其实，在翻译中我们说称颂神，可是在原文里面告诉我们是他是在祝福神。
In English we say is to praise, but in literal Greek is to mean to bless.
那当我们说我们来祝福神的时候
，And when we say to when we bless God,
我们不是说哦，我们需要给上帝给力哈。
It's not to say
我们不是说要给上帝这样什么能力。
It's not to say that we have to give God any of the power.
因为往往我们说我们要祝福，就是上帝祝福我们的时候，我们说啊，上帝赐我们力量。
Because when we say that when God blesses us, it's saying that God gives us the power.
所以当我们说啊，我们来祝福神的时候，我们说我们怎么给上帝力量呢
？So when we say when we bless God, how do we give God that power?
所以当圣经里面说一个人祝福神的时候。
When in the Bible, when we say a person give blessing to God,
其实要表达的是那个人对上帝那最崇高的一个敬仰以及感恩
is to express the utmost adoration and gratitude towards God.
这是一个很有趣的一个现象
and this is intriguing.
尤其是在西面身上
especially when it comes to Simeon.
因为看见了弥赛亚，也就代表说西面开始迈向他离世的这样一个过程。
Because by seeing Messiah, it means that Simeon is now on his way towards passing away.
一个一直想要活着的人。
Someone who always wanted to live.
如果是他没有看到弥赛亚来的时候，他就是不会死。这是因为是上帝透过圣灵让他知道。
And through the Spirit, God has told him.Someone like Simeon, that unless he sees the Messiah, he won't pass away.
所以他知道他现在看到了弥赛亚，也知道说他已经可以离世了。
And now that he sees the Messiah, this means that he knows that he can start passing away.
面对这样开始迈向死亡，他竟然是向神说：“神啊，我祝福你。”
And in this passing away, he actually praises the Lord and say, "Lord, I bless you."
他为什么会如此的所谓欣喜若狂呢？
Yet how can he be in such elation?
Oh, 对不起 no, okay. 那是因为他对他来说有一个比他更他生命来的更宝贵的一件事情，也就是能够来知道说神他是对于他的承诺是忠实的，是真实的，并且有这样一个忠诚能够来拯救。
And it's because he's found something more precious than his own life in knowing that God is the God is true to his promise and is faithful to save.
对于西面来说，能够做到神所在他生命上所要履行的这样一个旨意，这对他来说是最好无比。
And for Simeon, the fact that he can live out this prophecy that has given to him in his life by God is the best thing ever.
那我们看第二十九节的时候
，And we will look at verse 29.
翻译的话，我们会觉得哦，好像他现在很就是迫不及待要离开了。
The translation may make it sound like, oh, he can't wait to leave.
可是，在希腊文的这那个句子当中
but in Greek, in the sentence,
通常在文法上，一个在打头阵的字其实是最重要的。
The most important word often is the first word in that sentence.
而在希腊文里面。二十九节 的打头阵的那个词汇就是如今。
And in Greek, the first word that is in that sentence is now.
为什么如今是那最重要的词汇呢？
And why is it that now is being emphasized?
因为这是告诉我们说，这要让我们确确实实的知道说弥赛亚已经来到。
And it's emphasizing the fact that the Messiah has indeed now come.
这是一个成就了的事实。
And it's the most fulfilled truth.
再次让我们知道说，神他是真实的，是信实的，这才是最重要的。
And it's the most crucial that God stays true and faithful.
在这之下，我们能够履行我们生命所应尽的责任，这是美好的。
And it's good that we can live out our truth in our own lives.
所以虽然说西面会离世，
And so even though Simeon will pass away,
可是这是神他信实里面的所带来的一个果效。
This is the fruit of the faithfulness of God.
而且他非常的乐意来拥戴神在他生命中的这样一个旨意。
And he's very faithful to, he's very happy to carry out that faithfulness in his life.
第二十八节告诉我们说他可以安然离去。
And verse 28 tells us that he can leave in peace.
这是来自一个对神是忠诚的一个人的心。
And this comes from a person who is all sincere and wholehearted for God.
第二十五节告诉我们说，有他是一个公义又虔诚的人，素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到，又有圣灵在他身上。
Verse 25 tells us that he was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him.
他是又公义又虔诚的人，也就是说，他是照着神所给予的旨意去行的。
Righteous and devout means he is living by the instruction of God.
那他在等待所谓以色列的安慰者来到这样一个景况。
And he's waiting for the consolation of Israel.
代表着是说他相信神会带来这样一个时刻，也就是弥赛亚会临到，以色列的苦难将会结束。
And it refers to a time when, according to the prophet Isaiah, God will end Israel's time in alienation and suffering through the advent of Christ.
同时间，路加医生告诉我们说，有圣灵在他身上。
And Luke also tells us that the Holy Spirit was upon him.
也告诉我们，也就是告诉我们说，西面他是拥有那属天的洞察力和渴慕。
And it tells us that Simeon has the divine perception and desire.
所以西面最想要看到的，也就是神能够做在一种真实信实的方式来做工。
And what Simeon wanted to see most was God working in a truthful and faithful way.
他看待现实的方式是以神的眼光来看现实。
And the way he sees reality is shaped by how God works in reality.
所以当他看到神这样真实的、信实的在现实里面做工的时候，他祝福了神。
And when he saw that God was working faithfully and truthfully on earth, he blessed God.
因为比他自己生命来的更宝贵的，也就是要知道说神是真实的，是信实的。
Because he knows that the most precious is more precious than his own life, than is knowing God is true to his promise and is faithful to save.
在圣灵的带领之下，西面认识到说，原来拯救不是一个过程，乃是这样一个人。
And Simeon understood that the salvation is not a process, but through this person.
因为主耶稣基督他就是那拯救。
Because Jesus Christ is the divine salvation.
在他的称颂之中，西面这么宣告。
In his praise, Simeon exclaimed this.
因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩。
For my eyes have seen your salvation.
西面抱着这样一个孩子在他身上的时候。
And as Simeon holds this child in his arms.
他也是在看着神所带给人类的这样一个救恩。
He was holding the salvation from God.
所以这不是一个对着婴孩说的一种非常这对不起让我重来。这是对着一个婴孩说一句非比寻常的话。
And so this is no ordinary baby talk.
因为虽然说西面没有直接的说在他手中的婴孩就是弥赛亚。
Because although Simeon didn't directly address the child as Christ.
可是当他说我眼睛已经见神你所给的救恩的时候。
But when he said that, he already knew that he has witnessed the God, the child in his arms that he has been waiting for.
那他就确认了这孩子也就是我们在等待许久的这样一个基督。
He confirmed that this child is the one that we've been waiting for, the Messiah.
也因为有这样一个拯救者，所以会带来拯救。
And because we have the Savior, he brings salvation.
那或许我们可以带着一些成圣的一个想那个一个幻想哈。
And maybe we can have this sanctified imagination.
那想说，如果西面有这样，就是西面抱着这孩子的时候。
That when Simeon held this child in his arms.
那通常我们会对一个 baby 哈会说些什么呢？
What do we usually say to a baby?
通常都会要就是讨个那个小孩子的一个笑声哈。
Usually we're trying to draw laughter out of it.
然后哇，你的心就融化了。
And then your heart melts.
那我们可能就西面抱着这婴孩。
So when Simeon was holding this child in his arms.
可能就是如果可爱版的，可能就是说，哎呀。上帝要透过你来给我们拯救啊。
So maybe the cutesy version is like, oh, it'll be by you that we'll be saved.
Should I do that? 然后本来稿子上先有写了，哦，咕叽咕叽咕。啊，对吧？我们常常说，哎呀，这个，看那个小孩子眼睛睁开了，然后说：“哎呀，上帝要透过你拯救我们呢。”
And when we see the child's eyes open, we can see, ah, through you we'll be saved.
那或许可以是一个非常严肃的版本。
Or it could be a very serious version.
孩子
，child，
神要借由你拯救我们。
God will deliver us through you.
所以我们不知道，以后我们问个西，我们可以问西面哈。我们说，哎，当时你抱着耶稣是怎么样对他说话
？And we can ask Simeon later which version he used.
可是这最终我们是知道说，西面对着这婴孩说了非比寻常的话。
But ultimately, we know that Simeon was saying something not unordinary to the child.
他认识到说，哦，原来我们自亚当夏娃。犯罪以后一直在等待的就是要来到这样一个时刻。
And recognizing that all the time we've been waiting for since Adam and Eve is this moment.
所以西面继续的歌唱。
So he continued his praise.
第31、32节告诉我们说，西面说，这拯救就是你在万民面前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，又是你民以色列的荣耀。
In verses 31 and 32, we know that which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light of revelation for the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel.
其实这样的一个歌唱，也就是和过往的先知以及诗人所写的互相有回应。
And this praise is actually echoing the psalmists and prophets of old.
诗篇第98篇第三节告诉我们说，这是纪念他向以色列家所发的慈爱，所凭的信实。地的四极都要看见我们神的救恩。
Psalm 98 verse 3 tells us that he has remembered his love and his faithfulness to Israel, and all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
而以赛亚先知这么写着：耶和华在万国眼前露出圣被，地极的人都看见我们神的救恩了。
And the prophet Isaiah said this: The Lord will lay bare his holy arms in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God.
所以西面之所以这么唱，是为了要确认说，这孩在他手中的这孩子，也就是那属天的拯救。
And Simeon praises and sings this because he's trying to affirm that this child in his arms is the divine salvation.
这是过往神的仆人所引颈期盼要来到的这样一个拯救。
And the one that these other servants of God have been expecting and waiting for.
有救恩将会出于这孩子。
Salvation will come out of this child.
那第三十二节。
In verse 32.
告诉我们说，西面他自己本身的这样一种心中的对于拯救的一个理解是与神的拯救的一个意念紧紧相扣。
And it shows how tied to God's vision of salvation that Simeon was.
因为西面在这里说，这属天的拯救是给所有人类的。
Because Simeon said the divine salvation is given to all humanity.
因为所有的人都犯了罪，亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
Because all of humanity have sinned and fallen short.
他虽然是一个犹太人。
Even though he's a Jew.
可是他对神的拯救的了解，并不是带着这样一个很重的种族主义。
But the understanding he had for God's salvation was not tied to any ethnocentricity.
他认识到说神的拯救是给众人。
He recognized that God's salvation was for everyone.
而且这是众人如果要看就能够看见。
And it's the salvation that if you want to see, that you will see.
因为在第31节就是这是你在万民前所预备的。
Because in verse 31 it says this is for all, everyone.For the Gentiles.
In the sights of... Yeah, this way. 所以我们看见说西面在这里告诉我们神的救恩 有至少在这里是双面向。
God tells us that the salvation of God is doubled here.
There are two aspects.
Two aspects.
一个是对着外邦人。
One is for the Gentiles.
那外邦人我们了解到说这是之前没有得着神的律法的人。
And for the Gentiles is those who have not received God's law in the past.
是凭着自己那昏暗的哲学或者是宗教仪式或者说自己的道德律所来生活的人。
Those who are living by their own darkened philosophies and religions and moral codes.
可是因为主耶稣基督
But because of Jesus Christ.
他们可以从不认识神进入到认识神。
They can now go from not knowing God to knowing God.
他们可以从不知道需要悔改进入到悔改。
Go from not knowing that they need to repent to repenting.
他们可以从自己似是而非的这样一种这种公义进入到那神全然的公义。
From knowing a pseudo righteousness to knowing true righteousness.
从不在神的国里面到被神迎接进入他的国度。
From not being in God's kingdom to being received into God's kingdom.
因为当主耶稣基督来到的时候
Because when Jesus Christ came,
他向众人的宣告
He proclaimed to everyone.
他在山上所给予的教导
His call and sermon on the mount.
是告诉我们说天国近了你们应当悔改
Is to repent for the heaven is near.
所以主耶稣基督才是那光会照亮着那外邦人的这样一个光。
So Jesus Christ is the light that will shine on the Gentiles.
那第二个面向是对着以色列人。
And the second fold is for the Israel.
这是之前已经得着神律法的人。
To those whom God gave his commandments before.
是被神呼召要照着他的照着他的旨意而活，并且是等待着神所要赐这样一个弥赛亚。
The ones who are called to live by his decree and to wait for the promised Holy One of God.
也因为主耶稣基督
Because of Jesus Christ.
他们现在可以说神他是对他的话是真实的并且有这样一个信实能够拯救
And they can lay claim that their God is true to his word and be faithful in his work.
他们实实在在的能够在生活里面看见神
They can literally see God in real life.
并且能够实实在在的看见神的话语活现
And to literally see God's word come alive.
所以才会说主耶稣基督会是以色列的荣耀。
So that they can say that Jesus Christ is the glory of Israel.
因为以色列人现在可以很明确的夸耀说，看吧，我们的神就是真神。
And they can now boast and say that our God is the real God.
这是一种在生命中的一种光，神所赐的光彩。
This is a radiance that God has given to us in life.
所以说，这主耶稣基督来到会是外邦人的光。
So Jesus Christ coming is a radiance for the Gentiles.
也会是以色列的荣耀。
And also the radiance of Israel.
我们告诉，然后听到这些话，听到西面唱完这些歌词的以后。
And after we've heard Simeon sing these praises.
路加医生告诉我们说，玛利亚和约瑟他们都稀奇。
Luke tells us that Joseph and Mary were marveled.
那稀奇的意，他们翻译的那个原文的意思，其实是一种所谓很有热忱。
And the original translation actually means like fervor and tell me more.
所以就确实也就是，哎，再多讲一点，再告诉我们多一点。
And truly, they're trying to say, tell me more.
哦，非常。非常心中有这样一个激情，想要更加的认识，或者说知道更多。
And they have that desire in their heart to want to know more.
也就在这个时候。
And it's at this time.
第三十四节告诉我们说。
In verse 34 tells us.
西面祝福他们。
Simeon blessed them.
因为他接下来所要讲的话。
Because what he's about to say next.
会转为肃穆。
will turn into
somber.
Like somber.
Yeah. 而且这样的一种肃穆的言语会使得他们之前这样的一种兴奋会突然觉得被浇了冷水
And it'll seem like their excitement before will be doused with cold water.
所以西面祝福他们
So Simeon blessed them.
奉神的名能够来就是求神加添他们力量来走接下来要走的路
So that they can, he can give them strength to the parents in the name of God for their days ahead.
那虽然说西面他自己本身他是有平安的,
and even though Simeon had this peace himself,
可是他也知道说这样一个历史的新的篇章,
he also knows that this new chapter in history,
基督在这新的篇章里面他将会两就是使得人类两极化,
Christ will separate humanity into these two extremes.
同时间他所带来的这样一个拯救绝对是一个有绝大代价的一个拯救
And the salvation that he's bringing is costly.
因为西面接下来告诉玛利亚
Because Simeon now tells Mary
这孩子他将会被许多人所接纳
This child will be is destined for many people.
而且 因此因他们对他的信心他们能够得到拯救
And because of their belief in him they'll be saved
可是同时间他也会被许多人所排斥
And at the same time they will be, he will be rejected by many
不单单只是被拒绝而且会被逼迫
And not just rejected but
persecuted 那不管是被接纳或者是被拒绝
And regardless of accepting or rejected,
这都会带给玛利亚心中巨大的绞痛
This will bring Mary pain either way.
第34节, 西面给他们祝福, 又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说, 这孩子被立, 是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒, 许多人兴起, 又要做毁谤的话语, 叫许多人心里的意念显露出来, 你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
And verse 34 says, Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul as well.
那在圣灵的带领之下,
and by the Holy Spirit,
西面了解到说, 其实整个人类就分两种人,
Simeon understood that humanity is fundamentally divided into two.
心向着神的人以及心不向着神的人
Those whose hearts are for God and those who are not.
而这样一个真实的面貌将会因着耶稣的出现而浮现
And the true nature of humanity will be surfaced.
不管一个人的性别或年龄或者种族经济地位甚至美貌
Regardless of their gender, age, race, economic status or beauty.
不管一个人是谁 最终要问的是你的心是向着神 还是背着神
It doesn't matter who you are, but the ultimate question is to ask, is your heart for God or not for God?
来到主耶稣基督面前, 一个人心将会有怎么样一个回应?
So how does a person's heart look when you come in front of Jesus Christ? Respond.
You're fine. No, I was thinking.
<笑>西面这里说,
这婴孩将会使许多人心里的意念显露出来。
God says that because of this child, it will surface whatever is in your hearts.
第34节说, 是向着神呢, 还是背着神?
Verse 34 says, is it for God or not for God?
因为34节里面告诉我们说, 有人会看着耶稣, 然后把他作为毁谤的画饼。
Because it tells us that they will look to Jesus and see it as a sign that will be spoken against.
所以当你来到耶稣面前,
So when we come in front of God,
你是带着信靠还是不信呢?
Are we in faith or not?
我们是带着对神的这样一个顺服还是对神的一个不信以及不顺服呢?
Are we carrying our obedience or unbelief?
我们会是降服在神那里呢? 还是会背逆神?
Will we fall before God or disobey?
我们如何对主耶稣基督有一个回应, 也就是我们如何对神有一个回应。
How we respond to Jesus Christ is how we are responding to God.
第三十四节告诉我们说，一个人如何对主耶稣基督有回应，也就决定了那人终极的生命。
Verse 34 tells us that by a person's response to Jesus Christ determines our eternal destiny.
因为这个人或把跌倒，
either this person will fall,
不然就会兴起，
or they will rise.
就只有这两个后果。
It's only these two results.
那这里说的跌倒，
the fall that is spoken of here,
其实只更深的意思是崩塌。
It actually means collapse.
也就是一个人的生命将会完全的毁坏。
It will mean their whole life will be perished.
而这所谓的兴起
and the rise
乃是指的一个复苏。
It means to be resurrected.
甚至说是能够得着复活。
And to obtain life.
也就是说，一个人生命虽然是死的，
and even though a person's life may be death,
可是因着主耶稣基督，
but because of Jesus Christ,
这人的灵可以重新苏醒。
Their soul can be resurrected.
所以一个人对着主耶稣基督的回应，
so the response of a person towards Jesus Christ,
将会决定他终极的方向，
will determine their eternal destiny.
要么生命会崩塌，
either they'll perish,
要么生命会兴起，
or they'll be resurrected.
许多人会兴起，
many will rise,
可是许多人会崩塌，
but many will fall.
这是从西面在圣灵的带领之下所说出来一个现实。
And this is the words of Simeon that was given to him by the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵的带领之下，西面也了解到说，因为有这样一个现实。
And by the Holy Spirit, Simeon understood this reality.
所以玛利亚心中会有这样巨大的悲痛。
And the pain that will be in Mary's heart.
这一句话听，单单听了就觉得很痛。
This sentence, it just sounds painful when we listen to it.
你自己的心也要被刀刺痛。
And your own soul, and a sword will pierce your own soul as well.
我本身是没被刀刺透过。
I've never been pierced by a sword before.
所以通常都是透过电影，然后看见他们那种很戏剧化的这样，哇，刀刺过以后那种表情。
So it's usually through movies that we see the pain and expression of anguish we see.
然后觉得说，哦，那样真的是很痛。
And we feel that, yeah, that's really painful.
可是这里其实西面所要形容的是用一种物质上的一种疼痛来形容内心那更深层的一个痛。
And Simeon is trying to describe here in literal form the pain that you will feel in your soul.
那或许西面跟玛利亚在当时他们只能够想说 OK， 刚才有说到有对主耶稣的有对主耶稣的敌意，所以因为有这样的，就他主耶稣基督毕生会有这样一个敌意，所以呢心中会很不舒服，会痛。
And perhaps both Simeon and Mary could only perceive the pain that is to come from the anguish that Jesus Christ will face throughout his lifetime.
那或许是当那钉子穿透了主耶稣基督的双手的时候。
And perhaps it was when the nails would be pierced through the hands of Jesus Christ.
西面的话语在玛利亚心中，在玛利亚的心里面就这样起了激荡。
That Simeon's words would throb in Mary's soul.
Oh, 我的心啊，确实是被刀刺透。
Yes, how my soul has been pierced by a sword.
或许当主耶稣基督在十字架上，他高喊，就是这样神离开他的时候，他高喊的时候。
And perhaps it's as Jesus wailed on the cross that when he was torn apart from God.
那时玛利亚或许就了解到，原来圣诞是带着代价的。
Maybe then Mary understood the cost of Christmas.
当他对天使说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上的时候。
When she said, I am the Lord's servant, may your word to me be fulfilled.
他其实也是对天使这么说。
She is also saying this to the angel.
是的，我将要知道那更极深的一种喜乐，因为看见拯救来到了来到了人间。
Yes, I will know the deep joy of salvation come to humanity on the one hand.
可是我同时间也会知道那一种很深层、一种惨不忍睹的疼痛，因为看见罪原来是如此的可恶，并且看见救赎原来是如此大的代价。
on the other hand, we can also know the deep and ghastly pain of just seeing how horrendous sin is and how costly redemption is on the other.
所以今年的圣诞节我们是如何投入的呢?
So how are you signed on for this Christmas?
我们是要怎么样的一种回应来庆祝圣诞节，来看见说主耶稣基督他是神的爱以及公义的这样一种实施力。 那我们认识了主耶稣基督，我们要如何来庆祝圣诞节呢？
So by what response to Jesus Christ, who is precious and holy embodiment of God's love and justice, will you celebrate Christmas with?
会是如同西面吗? 因为圣诞而祝福神?
Will it be as Simeon who blessed God because of Christmas?
还是会像是一个拒绝了耶稣，所以沉沦的人？ 来庆祝这样一个圣诞
Or will it be as someone who has fallen and rejected Jesus Christ?
耶稣他是上主所赐下的这样一个救赎，是赐给一个在灭亡的世界。
Jesus Christ is the Lord's salvation to a dying world.
若一个人带着对他的信心。
And by faith in him,
耶稣也就带给这许多人上帝老早就承诺了的拯救。
And Jesus Christ will bring salvation that was long promised by God.
你和我今年将如何投入在庆祝圣诞?
And how will you and I be signed on for Christmas?
会是像西面吗?
Will it be like Simeon?
祝福神。
Who blesses God?
因着我们了解了圣诞节是什么意思, 或者是什么一个日子来祝福神
in blessing God because we know the true meaning of Christmas
我们知道神他是真的
We know that God is for real
我们知道他是对他的承诺真实并且有这样一个信实来拯救
We know that he is true to his promise and is faithful to save
我们知道他将他最好的给我们来交换我们那最丑恶的
In giving his best to exchange for our ugliest
虽然说这会使得他失去所有，并且对我们来说，我们将会得着所有。
Even though it means for him, it costs everything, but it costs nothing for us.
那要就是更改一下刚才那广告的那个对话。
So we'll modify the jeweler's commercial from before.
就是能够被爱是一件奇异的事。
Being loved is an amazing thing.
能够被神爱。 这是生命的全部
And being loved by God is everything
因为西面知道说他是被神爱着的
Because Simeon knew that he was loved by God
当他轻抚着主耶稣基督在他手里的时候
When he cradled the Christ in his arms
他看见神的拯救已经来到他以及所有的罪人
He saw the salvation that has come to him and all the sinful humans around him
这是他生命的全部
This is the everything to him
因为他是这样一个信实的忠诚的等待着神在他身上成就他的旨意
Because he was true and faithful and waiting for this prophecy to be given upon him by Christ
他并没有至少圣经里面让我们看见西面不是一个大野心的人
At least in the Bible, it doesn't show us that Simeon had an ambitious heart.
那就是谦卑耐心的等待神的旨意成就的那个时刻。
But one that was humble and patient in waiting for God's prophecy.
让我们一起和西面以及所有的圣徒。
So let us join together with Simeon all the saints.
能够来祝福神。
To bless God.
带着我们对神那最崇高的敬仰以及感恩来到神面前
To bring the utmost adoration and gratitude to come before God
因为知道说他在基督里面对我们彰显了恩惠
Because we know of the grace towards us in Jesus Christ
让我们祈求圣灵能够来让我们实在的了解圣诞节
Let us ask the Holy Spirit to give us the true meaning and grasp of Christmas.
因为只有神的灵能够使我们看见有关神的事。
For only the Spirit of God will help us see all things related to God.
没有了神的灵，我们是看不见神任何关乎神的事。
Without the Holy Spirit, we can't see anything that's related to God.
因为我们只会带着血气来看着世界所有的事情。
because we can only see the things of the world with
fleshly eyes.
我现在暂时会脱稿，因为想到了之就想到了生命的一个例子。I'm going to go off script a little bit because I have thought of a life experience.
我之前在中学的时候，高中的时候
，When I was in high school,
我就我们朋友坐在一起
，Our friends were sitting in a circle.
然后我坐在我对面的是一个非常聪明的一个同学。
Sitting across from me was this very brilliant student.
那也是好朋友。
A friend. As well.
然后另外两个好朋友来了。
And the other two good friends came.
好，我们是在理科，就是坐在桌子的是理科的，刚过来的是文科的。
So the ones who are at the table is like STEM majors, science majors, and the ones who just came are literature majors,
like arts, the humanities, majors. Yes. 然后这文科的同学来了，然后问我那很聪明的朋友说：“哎，这数学题怎么做？”
So the humanities majors came and asked the really smart friend, who's in sciences, how to do this math problem.
然后我那很聪明的朋友就说：“哦，你想啊，这个理论是这样子的，什么反正方程式就开始解释。”
So my really smart friend started explaining. So the logic and theory is this, and then started explaining with all these equations.
我文科的朋友就跟他说：“我们是文科的。”
And my humanities friends.
我们的头脑不是这么想的。
And my humanities friend said, "We're not science majors. Our minds don't work this way."
你只要告诉我们是要这个号码加那个号码吗？
还 just tell us is this added to that?
因为他说我没有这样一个理科的一个概念。
Because he says I don't have the concept of science majors.
那相同的。
Similarly.
唯有神的灵带领。
Only under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们没有办法以神的眼光看事情。
We can't understand the world in God's eyes.
没有神的灵。
Without the Holy Spirit.
如果我们说我们是基督徒，可是我们来庆祝圣诞却没有庆祝基督，这是不足为奇的事。
If we say we're Christians and we're celebrating Christmas, without celebrating Christ, then this is not enough.
因为没有了圣灵。
Because without Holy Spirit,
我们只会像世界一样看着圣诞节为一个节日而已。
We'll only see Christmas as a holiday.
我们不会看到这节日之中所蕴含的就是基督本身。
We won't see all the meanings that's in this holiday that is Christ himself.
如果没有了圣灵的带领，
If we don't have the Holy Spirit,
我们发现说哇，我们身边都是礼物，可是却没有去欣赏或者是去敬仰神那以马内利的同在，这是不足为奇的事。
We can see that there are all these presents around us, but we don't celebrate that Christ the Emmanuel has come to us. That's not enough.
没有了圣灵的带领。
Without the Holy Spirit.
如果我们的圣诞只是充满了欢笑，充满了宴乐，可是没有任何的敬拜，这是不足为奇的事。
It would be too little wonder if our Christmas is filled with cheer and festivities, but we don't worship.
如果没有了圣灵，
if we don't have the Holy Spirit,
我们会发现说神来告诉我们这样圣诞的故事，我们会就冷漠不闻。
It will be little wonder if we find ourselves unengaged with what God is telling us.
我们会不了解神的话。
And we don't understand God's words.
就算说我们读了一万遍，就算别人念给我们听一万遍，没有了圣灵，我们还是会觉得这又怎么样呢？
Even if we read it 10,000 times or other people tell us 10,000 times, if we don't have the Holy Spirit, we'll just say, so what?
路加医生告诉我们说，有三次告诉我们说圣灵在西面身上。
And Luke told us that three times the Holy Spirit was with Simeon.
And 因此西面他能够有对这样神圣的事情有这样一个极大的胃口。
And because of that, Simeon had this great appetite for holiness.
也之所以他会认识到神他的旨意以及在人类历史之中所行的工作。
And because of that, he could see all the work in God in his life.
所以但愿我们今年的圣诞节，我们求圣灵来与我们同走，让我们能够在基督上，把我们的焦点放在基督上。
And may our Christmas this year be spirit-filled and Christ-focused.
但愿我们来庆祝圣诞的时候。
And may it be that when we celebrate Christmas.
我们庆祝是因为我们深刻的了解到了 那神在基督里面给我们的爱。
It's because we celebrate when we truly grasp and know the meaning of God's love for us in Jesus Christ.
能够爱着那给我们圣诞节的神，这是生命的全部。
Being in love with God who gave us Christmas, that is everything.
而被这给我们生命全部的这样一个神所爱，这是值得庆贺。
And being loved by God who gave us everything, that is truly worth celebrating.
祝大家圣诞节快乐。
Merry Christmas, everyone.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们亲爱的天父
，Our dearest Heavenly Father，
因着你的灵
，By Your Spirit，
赐给我们一个对圣诞深刻的理解
，Give us such a firm grasp of Christmas，
以致我们来庆祝圣，我们是透过来庆祝你的爱子来庆祝圣诞
，So that we'll celebrate Christmas by celebrating Your Son，
因为这圣诞是关乎基督本身
，Because the Christmas is about Christ，
也帮助我们能够来祝福您。
And please help us to bless you.
因为您给了我们圣诞。
Because you gave us Christmas.
这是透过主耶稣基督拯救之名祈求祷告。
And by the saving name of Jesus Christ, we pray and ask.
Amen.
Amen.